So he says, you know, it would be a right neighborly thing if they were all returned to their owners. So I say, oh, you know, that'd be cool too. I'll see if I can help out. And so I get this whole roller cart and hoist all these PCs and Macintoshes and things back in the roller cart and roll it back to their owners. But from one of these deck writers, there's 40 or 50 feet of paper rolling out, and I start reading it. Middle of the night, some guy has logged in over TimeNet, gone through one of our ports into our Unix box, disabled the accounting system, figured out a way to become root, disabled the accounting system, goes out over our Ethernet, over to a box that I'd completely forgotten about and hadn't even realized was there, a box called a CGS box, which I suspect no one in this entire room even knows about. It turns out, back in the Jurassic, the only way that you could connect this wonderful thick wire orange Ethernet to the rest of the world was through this delightful router called a CGS box. And it was so cool because you could send messages out over the ARPANET, and it was the same as somebody in Washington, D.C. It was the same as them being right down the block from you in Berkeley. It was cool, and it would filter things for you. It was really cool. And if you have a chance, go out and buy. Don't just buy one. Buy 20 Cisco CGS routers. They're like. You have a few for sale. Cheap at half the price. You have half what you paid for. Jeez.